Well, I have her in the studio, not on the phone, all the way from the West Coast, Lena Bird Miles. What's going on?
Hey, Miss Beautiful Randy.
Hey, Miss Beautiful Lena. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm honored to be here and so thankful to be with you today. It's so
fun. I appreciate you coming. I knew that you were going to be in town, and I appreciate you driving to Detroit from Chicago just to hang out here. That's really, really cool.
Of course.
I know that you do a lot of singing everywhere, and you were with my sister like no other in Chicago with Sonia.
Yeah.
And now you're here, and just... You do a lot of singing. A lot of people don't know who Lena Bird Miles is, but this is not your first rodeo with singing.
I've been singing since age 3, 4-ish. Well, let my mom tell it in the crib, you know, humming and stuff. So, yeah, but just, you know, growing up, being in your grandparents' family church, get up there and do it when there's no choir and you have to, you know, do it. So, yeah, but this is my first rodeo with all this type of fun stuff. Yeah. So that's very exciting, even at 40 years old. But as far as going to everybody's church, I've probably been to 6 million trillion gazillion churches in my 40 years.
I believe it. I believe it. You have a unique sound. People say contemporary gospel. I say it's Lena.
Okay. There's no...
Because, right. Okay. You're not trying to be somebody else. And that's what I appreciate.
Thank you.
About your music. The first time I heard it, we had that record listening party on Zoom. And I heard the different cuts. And I was like, oh, see...
The versatility, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like so much in gospel. I like the diversity in gospel. I can go from traditional to contemporary or to quartet. So I think with hanging with Pastor Campbell, he kind of figured all that out, especially after hearing who some of my influences were with my parents being, my mom being a minister of music for a choir. So I had such a big range of who we listened to in gospel growing up, you know.
One of the people that you listen to is who I listen to as well, and that's the Hawkins family.
Yep.
Yeah, that was an influence for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they didn't just have one sound. You know, like some artists, you can tell that that's a such and such song, or that's they had so many. Same with Andre Crouch.
Right, trailblazers, as a matter of fact. A lot of people were like, what are they doing? That's not gospel.
Absolutely.
But we still singing it.
And even hearing how Oh Happy Day was getting them put out of church.
Yes.
Like, what? I mean, when you say, GP, are you with me?
Right.
You know, we can see how the old people were feeling like something about that. But I'm like, Oh Happy Day.
Right.
Edwin told me they was getting kicked out because I got to sing with Edwin Hawkins for almost 9 years up until his passing. And he was like, yeah, they would be on us about not wearing ties. And I was like,
coming in church with pants on if you're a woman. Yeah. Okay.
Just
so we
day,
could talk
time.
About that forever, but I don't have the time to do that. I want to talk about one of the influences. We're playing the song Walk on Water W-O-W.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
You have quite an influence in that one. I hear a little MJ in there.
Absolutely. thanks to Pastor Campbell. He had already had the track, and we started working on the lyrics for it. I want to say he was doing something for Tito and Jermaine Jackson with the track initially. Okay. So that's why you hear a little hint of, and that was some years before I even came in the picture.
Right.
Then when I came in the picture, we changed the key and started writing for it to be for somebody else. And they wanted it, but we didn't hear back. We got crickets for a little bit. So then we brought in Eric Dawkins and we changed it to fit me. So he came up with the verses that year. But we've always had that chorus. If I got to walk on water to get to where I gotta go. That was always something that me and Pastor Warren came up with together. And it just took off. We were happy. Well, I'll say I was happy when I found out the other artists didn't want. I mean, it ain't that they didn't want it. They just didn't respond.
Right.
So we didn't hear from them within the time frame of doing everything else. So, yeah, but that's how it became mine, and I'm just happy that everybody loves it the way they love it. It's not a typical, probably what people would expect from me too, because I do so much, you know, traditional and hymns. And so when I came with that, everybody was like, oh my gosh, you know, we can skate to this, we can dance to this. There's dance challenges on TikTok to it now. So I'm super excited about all of it.
It's Lena Bird Miles, Walk on Water on the Detroit Praise Network. And see, I love the MJ. I'm telling you. Well, you know, I'm a Motown chick, so, you know, you're in the right spot for this song.
Absolutely. We got to think about all the things that are incorporated in just the, you know.
So your new project is called...
Brand new. Yep, actually.
And what other song is one of your favorites on there?
Oh, very good question, Miss Randy. I would say Loving You, which features the Tones, formerly known as the Hamiltones.
Yes.
And I always tell people, too, that all of the songs are my favorite, but I think that one resonates with me more than all of them, because when we were recording that, as Pastor Warren was giving the lyrics for it, I was like at a time in my life where people were like, what's taking you so long? Mm. And the lyrics in the song would say, people will speed you up and then they'll try to slow you down.
Right.
Like, you never gonna win with people.
No.
So it's best to just do things according to the timing God gives you. And, you know, don't feel pressured out is what I'm really trying to say. Don't be distracted and disheveled by their comments, their critiques. Because they're going to be them. People are going to people. Life will life.
Yes.
And things happen. I had to work through a whole pandemic.
Dealing
with quarantines and studios not allowing you to come in, you know. So actually when we recorded like just the dummy version, if you will, when I first flew back home, I remember sitting in my car crying just listening to the lyrics.
People can build you up.
Lena Bird Miles and the Tones on the Detroit Praise Network. And Lena, I really appreciate, you know, you stepping out there and stepping out there with My Block Music and
thank you.
Just really putting your authentic self.
Thank you.
You know, to be recorded for the rest of history.
Yeah.
It's very, very
cool. I hope
cool.
I made a very good first impression.
Well, you did with me.
Thank you.
You did with me.
We took
me.
Our time, right. Even with all the challenges.
Sure.
It was like we had no choice.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And you didn't. You didn't. Well, how can they find you on social media? I actually follow you on social media. We have a lot of fun.
Yes. Well, I'm all things Lena Bird Miles. That's on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter as well, YouTube. And you can also keep up with me at the website, lenabirdmiles.com. My full name is so short. But the girl with three names. And my music is everywhere. Apple Music, Tidal.
Yes.
I'm on the Randy Miles Show.
Yes, you are.
Everywhere you can download digital music, you can find me real easily.
Excellent, excellent. And we spell our names differently, but,
yes.
You know, we cousins.
Yep, we family. She's stuck with me now. She is stuck with me.
Oh, I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.